Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake-up call.
The wake-up call.
The wake-up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake-up call.
106.5 The End.
If there's one thing I would say about everybody, there's a selfishness, I think, to human beings that we just all sort of have. It's just built in there. The fact that community service is a punishment in our society, it's a pretty good sign, you know, I'd be like, just under prison, you get community service. How badly did you f- that you have to help the community? You piece of s***, what did you do? For 30 hours in the next calendar year, you have to help the community? Wow.
Tuesday, April 29th, 2025.
You okay over there?
Yep.
Okay.
This building is chaos this morning. I don't know what it is. I was driving into work and it felt like we haven't worked in 100 years. And I get here and there is a mess. Listen. You hear that? The TV's on.
The TV in the studio is on, which is always on.
It's always on.
However,
we can't mute it.
Or turn it down.
This is insane.
And I'm sure people are thinking, well, then just turn it off. Yes,
right.
That is an option. However, it is important for us to have something on in case, I don't know, we go to war.
Right, there's big breaking news or something like that. And the remote that was just used to change it to the channel that we like was working until we tried to mute the TV.
All the buttons still work. The mute button doesn't work.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Go to another room and find another
universe.
Yeah. Let's try that, okay? The TVs that we have in this building are the absolute worst.
I don't know that they're the worst. It's that there's multiple of them next to each other. But all of them can use the same remote.
Right.
So trying to get one to do something while also not getting the other one to do something, I gotta tell you, this is very hard to do.
So distracting, right?
Okay, Kevin, anything?
No, it's blinking, but nothing.
Kevin!
Okay, we have to just shut it off. Me? You have to just shut it off then.
Give me these remotes.
I can't do this.
I can't do, you're handing me three. Look, we're, look at the chaos.
Oh,
Kevin just
look what you did.
Oh, no.
No, you put it on Netflix.
I hit one of the three remotes, and now it's going to Netflix. What a disaster.
I handed it to Gavin. It's all chaos.
What?
Well, it wasn't exactly great before.
He handed it to me.
I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm not saying it's your fault.
See, this remote takes care of that TV.
No, it takes care of every TV. You just gotta angle it at the angle.
This remote doesn't do anything.
This is
terrible. Still playing something?
Yes.
It's Netflix.
Oh, and I just
you just turned off a different.
No!
I just went to turn the TV off, and I ended up turning three televisions off.
You're the worst.
I I don't know what to do.
I honestly don't know what to do.
This is crazy. We can't live like this.
I'm fine.
Do you think everybody else in the building has the same problems?
I don't know.
No
a good
one
question.
Watches the TV here.
Yeah, on ESPN, they have, like, their TV is on.
Yeah, the ESPN studio looks like a sports bar. They have, like, five different sports games going at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good. So,
probably 98 Rock does, too.
It's complete dark in there when I go by.
It's always complete dark. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, then that's just part of the problem. The other problem is, and I don't know how Kevin did. Well, I do know how Kevin didn't notice, but Katie didn't notice either. The lobby of this entire building smells so skunky, and not like weed, which is why I think Kevin didn't pick up on it.
Okay. Wow.
Kevin thinks it just smells like his car.
Wow!
But it smells like a skunk works here. Like a skunk got hired, was here for a job interview, and then celebrated by spraying in the lobby.
Okay.
And I can smell it now. I can smell it in this room.
See, I couldn't smell it until you started talking about it, and now I feel like I can. But I can't tell if that is like some sort of placebo effect.
Where do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Call the radio station.
Okay.
Walk out to the lobby.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have your fob to get back into?
Oh, nope.
So that'd be bad. So go ahead and give us a call. Okay.
And am I going like just out?
You can just go right outside. Go to the stairwell. Our building here at Lava Ridge in Roseville is a really nice corporate suite, and where we are is beautiful. But it smells today.
What if it's in the vents?
Like our hunting dog got sprayed. That's what it was. All right, Katie, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, so you're walking out.
I'm walking out. I'm in the like little lobby area of our... Okay. Gavin, I think you're having a stroke.
Me?
No, me.
No, Gavin.
Oh.
You don't smell it.
I don't smell a single thing.
Yeah, I think... I don't know what you're smelling.
Like, was it the elevator?
No, it was everything. It was so prevalent, I can smell it in this room.
I think it's you.
I think it's
you, don't
too.
Smell anything.
Signs of a stroke. Hang on.
No, it's not. Kevin,
yeah,
go.
No, Google that for sure.
Katie, come on back.
I'm coming back. I'm almost there.
Go get Paul from 98 Rock.
Okay. Well,
okay? If he didn't notice it either... Then I'm going to the hospital. But everybody here saw the same problem with the remote controls. Like nothing is working, and I'm Katie's back finally. I was just sitting in a room talking to myself. If Paul from 98 Rock can't smell it,
okay,
then I'm going to the hospital.
Okay. Okay. Is he coming?
He's coming, and I'm pissed.
Paul, can you smell a skunk in this room? This is Paul.
Well, not in this room, but I can smell it in the parking lot. Like, the minute I pulled up to the building, it smelled like, all right, someone's got some fine kush going on here.
Okay, right. And it smells in the lobby, too, right?
Well, yeah, because the lobby is near the outside where the smell is, Gavin. That's how smell works.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome.
98 Rock, mornings on 98 Rock. He does this scent a day. That's his segment.
Scent a day giveaway.
Scent a day giveaway. Okay, good. Good. I'm not having a stroke.
Yay!
Oh, my God. Wow. Now I'm worried that you two can't smell it.
I have allergies. It's springtime.
All right, so you're always kind of clogged up.
Yeah.
I'm worried about you.
Okay, so...
That precious little sniffer.
Is the fact... I do have a tiny nose. Maybe that's why. It's just not a lot can get in there.
All right.
Period.
Well, you're built for the woods, then.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Hi, morning. How are you?
You went on a date with a guy named Parker, and how did you and Parker meet each other?
Well, we met online on Bumble.
Okay.
Okay.
And you guys, how long did you talk before you went on the date?
I would say just a couple of days, and then we ended up going to a pizza place.
Okay.
Food was good.
All right.
Conversation was nice. We had a great time. I mean, yeah.
You definitely expected that there would be a second date.
Yeah, I'm just kind of confused as to why there's not.
Okay.
Listen, we're going to talk to him, and you'll be able to hear everything that we're saying, but we won't be able to hear you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Aaron's now on hold. It's a second date update. Let's talk to Parker. Parker, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, it's Gavin and Katie from The Wake Up Call, and you're on the second date update. We just got done talking to Aaron, who went on a date with you, and she wants to know, she's getting vibes that you're not interested in going out with her again, and she wants to confirm that that's not true.
Or is true.
And if it is, why?
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, she's cool. Aaron's great. Like, I mean, honestly, basically it just comes down to the fact that she told me on the date that she tried out like a couple of times for The Bachelor.
Okay. The TV show, The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And that is, you're not okay with that.
I just don't think I can do it. Yeah. Like, it's just, that's,
you can't do
know.
What? You're not on
know.
The Bachelor. You know that, right?
I know. But like, the people who are like on it, like, I don't know, like, I just,
oh.
I can't.
So do you think that it is like a douchey move, or do you think like I couldn't possibly date somebody that is willing to want to be a reality star?
Yeah, more just that. Like, okay. I just, it's like the red flag is just like too big for me. It's like a gut reaction.
That is interesting. Let's get Aaron back on though. Aaron, there you go. There's your reason why you tried out for The Bachelor multiple times. That
seems like a rough reason to not want to go out with somebody again.
I think it's like really close-minded. I mean, actually, I know Claire Crawley, and she was also on The Bachelor, and now she's like happily married with Ryan Dawkins, and they have a kid together. Like, just because someone's on a show doesn't mean they're on the show to become a reality star and to assume you make an ass out of you.
Hold on a second, Aaron.
Drop the mic, bitch.
Okay.
I just cannot believe. Like, don't come at me with your judgment. You know what? Have fun, Parker, with your closed-minded box that you live in. I don't have time for this.
Okay. You know, Aaron.
This is the first thing that ever has happened on this show.
I want to just confirm, you know this is not a reality show audition right now, right?
Well, you know what? If it was, guess who would have been cast?
Okay.
Like, I mean, come on.
I think, Parker, I don't
so
know.
Tired.
Are you thinking this is exactly what I wanted to avoid?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you guys are seeing the red flag I'm seeing.
Am I picking up some aggressive personality traits? Yes, I am. Do I love it? Yes, I do. But I have a girlfriend, a very good friend, that got through. I mean, it was between like her and another girl to go on The Bachelor. They've been like, the producers interviewed me to talk to me about the kind of person that she is. And she's super normal. She's funny. She's beautiful. She's now married and has kids of her own. Like, I don't think wanting to go on The Bachelor necessarily means you're like a crazy person.
No,
I mean, I think being.
No, hold on, Aaron. That question's definitely geared toward Parker.
Oh, I'm just saying, it doesn't mean you're crazy. No, not at all. Not at all.
It's not like somebody auditioned for The Amazing Race or Survivor or something like that. There is something very specific about The Bachelor that is like,
because it's a dating thing.
Yeah. Okay. And it's like so fake, and it's all about like, we're here to find love. You're not here to find love. You're just there to find fame.
Oh my God. I don't have time for this. I cannot believe it. That's it. I mean,
we are going,
you know what? This country elected a reality star. So Parker,
there we go.
Bye.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to get a second date here. So thank you both.
No, it's the... hell to the no.
Hell all to right. the no. I know.
Second date update. No rose for you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So this is actually a really funny story, and it made us think about what would be on our bingo card, all right? But some cops got into some trouble because it was discovered that these guys were making crime bingo cards while on duty.
Okay.
All right, which I would imagine... If you're a cop and you're Good Time Charlie, you probably do stuff like that in your head anyway.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you probably got a lot of downtime.
Right, right. Like, thinking, like, arrested a tweaker.
Right, yeah.
I get that square.
Right.
You know, yeah. Or something like that. So it made us think, like, okay, we're the wake-up call. We're quirky.
Mm-hmm.
You've listened to us for a while. Help us think of what would be on a bingo card for the wake up call. As you're listening to the show, as we are doing the show, you're playing along. What are some things that you would put on the bingo card? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Some of the text messages that are already coming in. Hilarious.
So funny.
Kevin's irresponsible spending habits comes
okay. up. Okay. Wow. Really?
Another square. Katie breaks something.
Oh, yeah.
And we mean like a body part.
Another one. The word goofs is mentioned. We'll get to the rest of these in a little bit. What would you put on there, Kevin?
I don't know. Maybe the amount of times I say bitch.
Somebody texted yep. that in. Yeah, that should almost be the center square.
Yeah. How often, or Kevin runs to the bathroom.
Okay, oh, wow. That's mean. Fine, if we're going to go like that, when Katie sneezes and pees herself.
Oh, yeah, that's the only problem with that is listeners don't know how much she's peeing.
Oh. I have to admit it.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, does
can
it
can I play?
I know.
Yeah, but you can't quietly just mark an X.
Okay. Somebody wrote, smelling each other's armpits.
Okay. We only did that twice.
It has happened, though.
How about adopting a pet? Like Katie saying that she wants it as a pet.
Oh, like you have to talk yeah. about how we...
Okay, like a random animal?
Yeah.
I almost any random story. How about this one? I'll add this one. Wake up call defends a criminal. Happens more than we'd like to admit on this show.
Yelling one another's names like Katie.
That was fun.
Oh my god, there's so many funny ones that are on here. The wake up call eats fast food.
Oh no. We do that too many.
And you know what it is? That's on us. We've mentioned that we're having breakfast Whoppers one too many times. Yeah. Some of these are so great. And thank you so much for listening because it really shows that you guys know the show better than we do.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of these that came up that it's like, oh my God, we do that. Gavin makes fun of Kevin for mispronouncing words.
Yeah, you do. Yes. Often.
Why? Is it? I'm not the only one who does that.
I'm trying to help you.
How about the fact that Katie complains that it is too hot or that yes. Kevin complains that it's too cold?
Yes.
How about temperature dispute? That should just be somewhere on our wake-up call bingo card if you're just joining us. That's what we're talking about.
One thing that isn't coming up here, but I would like to add, and it is something that is relatively new, but Kevin just says, you're laughing. But while we're like obviously laughing at him,
Gavin gets outraged about something. Yeah, I mean that could be center square too. I you know, we really should make these because I feel like it would be pretty fun.
It would be fun,
and we just said like a downloadable thing yeah. on social media. We put it on Instagram or something.
Yeah,
play with your friends. Listen to the wake up call.
There are programs you could do this because during COVID when we would do like all online meetings,
yeah.
like everybody was working from home. I would make them about our old boss.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Remember?
we would have staff meeting bingo cards.
Yeah, yes. And it would, you know, I would distribute them to just you guys. And they would be absolutely making fun of her.
So funny. Keep the, oh my God, how do we miss this one? Somebody just texted in. Kevin screams, yeah!
How about Kevin talks about having sex with women?
Oh, okay. Does happen a lot.
It happens so much.
Why are like 80% of the suggestions about Kevin?
Yeah, and about, do I talk about how broke I am that often?
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to stop.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
It is a battle of wits to the death. And we call it Are You Smarter Than Katie? Are you scared? Are you nervous?
No, I'm confident and pretty.
All right, let's find out. Caleb, are you confident and pretty or scared and nervous?
I'm a little sweaty, but I'm confident.
I'm a little sweaty.
That's great.
I love it. All right, Caleb, the jackpot today is $80. Katie's leaving the studio. I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
Where as I'll ever be.
All right, here we go. Question 1. Yesterday was a huge election in Canada for their new leader, and the winner was a bit of a shock. Mark Carney won, which is interesting because he was behind in the polls almost the entire election until recently. Does Canada have a president or a prime minister?
I would say president.
Okay, question 2. Paul Rudd was doing an off-Broadway play, and there's a scene where he's in his boxers on stage, and he couldn't figure out why the audience was gasping and laughing. Well, it turns out it was because his privates were poking through the slit in his underwear, and everybody could see. Uh-oh. Oh. Which came first, underwear for men or underwear for women?
Underwear for women.
Question 3, California is about to run out of license plate combinations. The combination of numbers and letters has to now be switched up for the very first time, and they are all kind of in the same order now. Do California license plates start with a number or a letter?
A number.
Question 4. Problematic actor Terrence Howard from the MCU and Empire was being interviewed, and he was asked if there are any parts that he would not play without skipping a beat. He said that he would never ever play a gay character, and he even added that he would cut off his own lips if he ever kissed a man. How about that? Terrence Howard was replaced in the MCU by Anthony Mackie. Yeah. True or false?
What was that question? Sorry.
Terrence Howard was replaced in the Marvel Cinematic Universe by Anthony Mackie.
True or false?
Yes.
True.
And question 5. Jack Black has broken a record for having the shortest song to ever break the Hot 100 Billboard chart. His song Steve's Lava Chicken from the Minecraft movie is only 30 seconds long, and it is charting. So if you listen to his song over and over again for 16 minutes, how many times did you hear it?
32 times.
All righty, Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And Caleb, what do you do for a living?
So I sell the plumbing stuff. This is my 3rd time being on your guys' show.
Oh, my God.
2 months.
Holy cow. Caleb, what is the secret? What is the secret? How do you get so lucky getting through? There are people who are like, I call every day and I never get through.
I would say the luckiness of saying good morning to my wife every morning.
Oh, my God.
Okay, gives you luck.
This guy.
He's so nice.
He's listen.
Bless him.
Katie, I'm not saying you should throw it so the Caleb wins.
I'm definitely not going to throw it.
All right, wow. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Question one, yesterday, huge election in Canada. I'm sure you were following it very closely.
Always do.
They elected Mark Carney, age 60. And what's interesting about him is that he was behind in the polls almost the entire election. And then at the last minute, surged. Does Canada have a president or a prime minister?
A prime minister.
They do have a prime minister. Question two, Paul Rudd was doing an off-Broadway play, and there's a scene where he's supposed to be on stage in his boxers, and his little dingle-dangle was poking through, and he didn't know, and the audience was gasping and laughing.
How did that costumer not sew up the boxer flap?
That's a good question. Which came first, underwear for men or underwear for women?
Ooh, I mean, probably ladies, because we get our what?
No, underwear for men came first. Ladies don't get things.
Yeah, I know, but our menzies.
I'm sure that pads and tampons were invented for some sort of male purpose first.
Maybe.
Question three. California is about to run out of license plate combinations.
Okay.
We all have the same kind of combination, but they're about to get switched up for the first time ever to so that we can keep going. Do California license plates start with a number or a letter?
Ooh, a number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. It's a number, then three letters, then three numbers.
Okay.
And that's all going to get switched up now. Question four. Terrence Howard. A little bit of a odd duck.
Yeah, he is.
From Empire. He was being interviewed, and they asked him, is there any part you would never play without skipping a beat? He goes, I would never play a gay character.
Oh.
In fact, I'd cut my own lips off if I had ever kissed a man. There's a rumor that the Marvin Gaye movie got completely sunk because Terrence Howard refused to play it when the rumor was that Marvin Gaye was gay.
That's all? Okay.
Terrence Howard was replaced in the Marvel Cinematic Universe by Anthony Mackie. True or false?
False.
Wow. Oh.
Definitely not a guess. Definitely I knew that.
He was replaced, but it was by Don Cheadle.
Okay.
Kevin didn't know that. I stumped Kevin.
Yeah.
Question five. Jack Black has broken a record for having the shortest song ever to break the Billboard Top 100.
Good for him.
Steve's Lava Chicken from the Minecraft movie is now charting. The song's only 30 seconds long. So if you listen to it over and over again for 16 minutes... how many times did you hear it?
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
She's working out. Three seconds.
Stop, please.
Three.
Okay.
Two.
240.
Wow. How'd you get that?
30 times 16.
Oh, okay.
Then I got the answer to that, and then I cut it in half.
Okay. It's just 16 plus, times two. but you were on the right track.
Okay, thank you.
You're on the right track. Caleb, are you there?
Yeah.
For the third time, I think you lost.
No.
That's
yeah. Caleb, you got two. Katie got three.
Woo!
Katie wins again. Man, we're going to have $20
in the jackpot. Why isn't that lucky, is she?
Oh my goodness.
We're going to add $20 to the jackpot. Caleb, tell us again what we need to hear.
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No. Not today. But thank you for listening. We love you for it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin has a problem with his car. Couldn't have come at a worse time. We're in between paychecks.
Right.
It might be money management, too.
We're
not sure. But regardless, though, what is the problem with your car, and whose fault is it?
I got a big crack on my windshield, front windshield now, because of a big rig truck. I was driving on 80, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was merging onto the freeway, and then this big rig truck
went right past me. And a rock flew at, I don't know, 120 miles per hour and wow. hit my... It was so loud, and it went, gush, and yeah. it cracked my window. I am so mad. And guess what? The insurance I called said I was supposed to get the license plate number of that speeding truck, which I didn't, because I was in shock.
Okay.
So now I have to find some way to pay it.
Wait, so they really said that if you had the license plate number, that they would be able to do something with that?
Yeah, because it's not my fault.
But how could they prove that it was that truck's fault?
Not only that,
I got the rock still in my windshield.
It wasn't even the truck's fault necessarily.
Right. Yes, it was. He should have had it covered.
Should have had a mud flap?
I don't know what that is, but something to cover the gravel from flying.
Okay.
I do feel your pain on this.
You should.
The last time I cracked a windshield, it was in her neighborhood driving her home.
And what's worse is we have the smart windshields where it's like you have to do sensors and stuff.
That's
and
right.
It's going to cost $1,500.
Yeah.
I don't have that, bitch.
Okay. How big is the crack?
It's bigger than a nickel.
Okay. Why can't you can't just have like Safe Flight? Come out and...
Safe Life is what quoted me that.
Yeah. Well, if you have a windshield that, like, has cameras and sensors, mm-hmm. like, behind it, it's got to be... It's
the
expensive.
I mean, maybe you just shouldn't have been such a bougie bitch and gotten a regular car.
No, it's not your fault.
No, it's not my fault. This all newer cars have this windshield.
That's right.
So it's not my fault.
Right.
I didn't ask for the premium upgrade.
That's right.
I did the base price.
She's just mad that she's slumming it in a Traverse.
Right. I'm not.
And you're driving around in what is essentially a Bentley.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
All right.
You know what? I'm all riled up. I wrote a PSA for these truck drivers. And
you turned your microphone off.
YouTube.
Kevin,
you're
so mad.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay. Listen. Okay. All right. So you wrote a PSA?
Yes.
For truck drivers?
Yes.
All right. So let me give you a little bit of music to help you feel this out, okay?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Okay.
This is a public service announcement for all truck drivers.
Okay.
Secure your load. Save a windshield, save a life. Loose rocks flying off the back of your truck can crack windshields, cause accidents, and put lives at risk. It's not just dangerous in many places, it's also illegal. Do the right thing. Cover your load with a net or tarp before hitting the road. It's safe. It's smart. It keeps everyone on the road protected, including you. Don't let your load become someone else's damage report. Cover it, secure it, drive responsibly.
Wow. Kevin, that was absolutely moving. Are you crying?
I cry because I have to pay so much and I just want people to listen.
You know, right. I think, and I don't want to poke holes in this PSA because it was impassioned.
Yes.
It was bold. It was beautiful.
It was.
What you are asking for, I don't believe exists.
What? A tarp? A tarp exists.
If the rock came from his load, like he's saying, if it came from the back, he's not wrong.
Oh,
right.
You're not saying that it was a truck full of rocks?
Yes.
It didn't. I thought at first it got kicked up, but if it did, because listen, that happens. Now, there was a period of time. You know what? I have a PSA too.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy driving back and had the misfortune of passing through Gilroy.
Okay.
And there was a garlic truck, and the garlic truck's load was also not covered, Kevin.
Right.
And a bulb of garlic fell off of the back of this truck, and I watched it hit the ground and then with a perfect trajectory come right on to my windshield.
Okay.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I know nothing happened. It just bounced right off.
Right,
but still, it scared me. I got spooked.
So, and it was a big rock?
It was like, you like gravel. It was like gravel. It's still in my windshield.
What are you doing? Do you not believe him?
Well, I'm just thinking, like, rocks are...
You know, rocks at a high speed causes trajectory,
right.
Which causes impact on force.
I'm just wondering how it got picked up.
No, it didn't pick up. It picked off.
Okay, so it rolled off.
And it didn't roll off. Wind blew it, since it wasn't covered.
I just haven't seen wind blow a lot of rocks.
90 mile per hour rock. It could kill someone.
All right. Kevin, it's physics. You know, she doesn't understand it.
She doesn't understand.
But listen, you're a survivor. Thank you for raising awareness of this.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure it's going to make a big difference. Gavin Newsom listens to this show.
Yeah.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you've listened to this show for a while, you know things about us, things that come up quite often, and I'm not reporting this with any sort of glee, but one of the things that we talk about with Kevin often is his tum-tum troubles.
Yeah.
And how sometimes, you know, he has what is... Now, you haven't had it, I don't think, in a while. I might be wrong about that. But what is, we can only describe as a photo finish with the bathroom. And I am here, Kevin, to help you feel seen.
Okay.
Not because of my own GI issues, but because of a celebrity's.
Oh, who?
Shaquille O'Neal from Icy Hot fame.
Shaq?
He was live on television and had what could only be described as a Kevin situation. Listen to this.
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know. Catch it a crap?
First of all, I love whoever that is that he's talking to could see on Shaq's face distress, panic, sweat.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know. Catch it a crap?
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Ran off the set to go use the bathroom.
Poor guy.
Oh, he's poor? If that was me, you would be laughing right now. Just because he's a big man.
No,
you said, oh, poor Shaq.
Well, I don't. It does seem like yours is very self-inflicted.
Oh, I guarantee Shaq's
is
too.
Did you not hear him?
Well,
he said, "Oh, was it the olive oil?"
Well, if I'm sure him drinking olive oil is, if that's really what it is, is something he's trying to do to better his health. Your problems are not because you're trying to better your health. It seems like you're trying to kill yourself from the inside out.
No.
We don't know what Shaq puts in his body, but we do know that you are lactose intolerant and consume way too much lactose. Listen again to the poor panic in his voice.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
It sounds like he's crying.
I know that moment.
Yeah, okay. We're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been.
Yeah, I know what we're doing.
You know what's terrible is he had to take his mic off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or at least turn it off.
Yeah.
But
ew, that's probably why.
What?
He has to take it off.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's probably like me. It's pretty loud.
Okay.
Oh, Kevin.
What?
Is this why? Okay.
Is that why I'm a shy pooper? Yes.
All right. So there's a follow-up to this story, by the way, that just happened last night. Guess what they did?
What?
Gave him a porta potty right off camera view. And they did it as a goof.
Of course.
And he took it well.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
He seems like he's a good time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But maybe we should do this for Kevin.
Okay. Get him one of those bedside, like, for elderly people.
Like
okay.
A bed. I wasn't thinking a bedpan. I was thinking a full porta potty.
Well, we don't have the budget for that.
He's a star.
Thank you, Gavin.
Do you hear what you're...
What? I'm finally being seen.
Okay. This is how you want to be seen?
At least he's accommodating my needs. You're over here harassing.
I'm trying to tell you just to help your tum-tum by stop eating dairy.
How can I help my tum-tum when the body wants what it wants? It wants dairy.
Okay.
I mean, I can't remember the last time I had to run to the bathroom. I can't remember how many times you did this week.
Yeah, that's true. He's right.
Well, if I have a porta potty, I won't have to run.
And when Kevin does run to the... Because, like, we used to be in a studio that was all the way at the... As far away from the bathroom as you possibly could. We have moved studios, so now we're halfway closer. But when Kevin runs, It shakes everything.
It does. Wow. And we have to like fob in and out of our suite. By the way, the bathroom is not in our suite.
Right.
It's in the hallway.
Yes.
Like that shares with like other suites in the building. And he keeps his fob on like a necklace lanyard that also has a large Pikachu on it. And so when he's rushing to the bathroom, it starts jingle jangling back and forth.
So like everybody knows he's coming and everybody knows what's happening.
Yeah. It is a production.
It's a production. Now I'm trying to think which is more of a production. All of that that we just described, or a 7'2", 380-pound man running toward you.
I'm going to say it's that, but it's close.
I've never been to the running of the bulls, but I would imagine that's the same level of panic.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, Kevin, if you want the porta potty, I support you. We'll go to our general manager and try to put it in your contract.
Someone just texted in that says, I work for a porta potty company. I can get you all the porta potties.
Okay, Katie and I don't need one.
No, and I have a fear of them.
Right.
So.
But, I do too.
But Kevin would love one. Yeah, we'll talk to you. And also, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that Shaq also agreed to be Sacramento State's basketball team general manager too. So that's exciting.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Aww. Thank you for being a friend.
So the celebrity we're talking about is Betty White. May she sleep with the angels forever and ever. And Betty White, who lived to almost be 100.
Yep.
She missed it by, I think, like a month or something like that. She was the recent subject of a conversation that Megan Fahey from White Lotus was having.
Season 2 of White Lotus.
Season 2. And she was being interviewed, and Betty came up in conversation, and then she just kind of threw it out there as an aside as what Betty White attributed her old age to, her longevity. Now, besides the fact that she had a reputation for loving vodka and hot dogs.
Okay. Together or just in general?
Unclear.
Okay.
I'm sure at some point in her life she enjoyed them together.
Of course.
And I can't sit here and tell you that I'm not going to try them together this weekend.
Why not?
She also had chocolate cake for breakfast almost every day.
Okay.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah.
Now, this is the problem.
Okay.
I'm sick and tired, even posthumously, of hearing old celebrities or old people in general attribute their longevity to things that are not good for you.
Okay.
Am I the only one who's kind of sick and tired? Like, you always see that old French woman on the news, and they're like, how did you do it?
How did you stay alive so long?
And she's like, red wine and cigarettes.
Although, for some reason, when it's the French, I believe it.
You eat a whole stick of salami every day.
I have a tub of butter.
A tub of butter. Lard. Straight lard.
Okay, so, obviously, eating chocolate cake for breakfast every morning didn't keep Betty White...
Listen to what you even just said.
Didn't keep Betty White alive till she was 99 years old.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Like... obviously, genetics and probably just a will to live.
Well, I mean, yes, there's the will to live. That's probably a small part, but like genetics, huge part. And then also luck.
I guess so.
Luck comes into it too.
You don't think that by the time you are 87 and people have been asking you for years now, how is it that you are checks notes still alive?
Right.
Which is an insulting thing to say to somebody.
It is.
Okay. I'm certain that at some point you just start lying to people.
Make goofing on us.
Right.
Talk about pulling the ladder up behind you.
Yeah. How did I do it? I don't know. Chocolate cake every day.
Right. I'm 99 years old and I just couldn't recommend heroin more. That That's true. That's a great point. Yeah, I mean, because Kevin, I know you're excited about now you get to eat chocolate cake for breakfast mm-hmm. every day. And then when somebody says, Kevin, don't do that, stop, you go, I'm going to live forever, bitch.
Right.
Said Betty White, yeah.
But that's the kind of thing, though, that leads to, like, type 2 diabetes and heart disease and all the things that they tell you will kill you.
If you already have it, it's fine.
You don't already have it.
I have diabetes.
You have self-diagnosed diabetes.
Not and, self-diagnosed.
Self-diagnosed and untreated diabetes.
Heritage it.
Heritage it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I get
you in. You mean hereditary.
Right.
I get into this with my mom sometimes that, like, my wife and I have this philosophy. Because my mom thinks, like, well, you can do all these things to extend your life. You know, do this. And it's like, what you're talking about doing is not necessarily bad. I'm not saying don't do those things you're talking about, like exercise and yoga and eating an organic, clean diet.
Everything that your mom recommends is stuff that, like,
is stuff that's very good for you. It's very good for you.
Yeah.
But we, like, my wife and I believe there aren't things you can do to make your health better. You can just do things to not make it worse. And I feel
that's not true at all.
I feel like it is.
No, it isn't. Because if you're type 2 diabetic, you can, in some cases, reverse that and make your health better.
I mean, I guess. I didn't know you could reverse type 2 diabetes. I didn't know that. But in other cases, like, perfect example. My poor father-in-law exercised every single day of his adult life, ate a pretty good diet his entire life, was obsessed with his weight, and was a very healthy guy. Still got Parkinson's. But you never know what's out there, Betty White. Like, you know what I
mean?
Well,
then maybe that means you should eat cake for breakfast.
What if the secret to Betty White's longevity was doing Hallmark movies? You know? How did you make it to 99? Oh, you need to be the star of the Golden Girls. Only four of us could do it.
I still think that she did it as a goof.
It does seem like that's Betty White energy.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
How hot dogs?
Right. Vodka?
Yeah. And then just, like, nudging somebody like, these idiots believe it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There's a good chance that you've never heard us play this game before, but we are about to embark on a Hawaiian adventure that we call Hang 10. And we're doing it for tickets to go see Ralph Barbosa and Renee Vaca at the venue on May 23rd. And let's talk to caller 17. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Calling from Roseville. And have you ever heard us play Hang 10 before?
I have.
Oh, great. Okay. So for anybody else who's new to the game, Katie has three categories, and you then have 10 seconds to name five things that apply to that category. Each one is worth 1 point. You need 11 points to win the tickets. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Would you like a practice round first?
No, let's just do it.
Wow.
Ooh, I love
the
that.
Confidence.
Wow.
Yes.
All right. Renee's or Denise is spicy. All right, here we go. Katie, are we ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. In 10 seconds, name five flowers. Go.
Petunia, daisy, rose, hibiscus, and tulip.
Wow.
Oh, that's an exotic one.
You got five on there. All right.
Buzzer or ding ding?
That was a buzzer, but I'll give her a ding ding too. She hasn't won anything yet, but sure, why not? All right. Okay. So there you go. You're one category down. Here's the next category. They sometimes get harder as we go along. Is that the case for today?
I would say yes.
Okay. Here we go.
In 10 seconds, name five federal holidays. Go.
Memorial Day, 4th of July, Christmas, New Year's, and President's Day?
I think we need to look up New Year's.
I don't think New Year's is.
It's not.
Is President's Day?
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
is. Okay. How are we on New Year's?
Let's see. No. Yes, it is!
Wow.
Why do we never get it off?
Well, I think we do get it off. But I always thought that was our company being cool.
Oh, yep. Wow.
Wow. So another 5 out of 5. Okay.
Hey.
Game's not over yet, though. Game's not over yet. You're playing for tickets to see Ralph Barbosa and Rene Vaca at the venue. Are you a big fan of those two comedians?
I'm a big fan of comedy, so...
Big fan of comedy. All right, good. That's why you listen to this show.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
10 seconds on the clock. Katie, what is the final category in Hang 10?
In 10 seconds, name 5 places to vacation in California.
Ooh.
Go.
That's a
good one.
Tahoe, Yosemite, Napa, San Francisco... Sacramento.
Nah, I'm not going to give her Sacramento.
Well, you don't have to because you're the big winner anyway. Congratulations. Yes. You are an overachiever. Unbelievable. You kicked Hang 10's ass. Great job.
Nice. First time playing. I'm excited.
All right. Well, Denise, you got yourself a pair of tickets to go see Ralph Barbosa and Rene Vaca at the venue on May 23rd. We're going to be playing this all week for these tickets. So stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.